Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Podcast for Friday, May 16th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's always a joy to share God's Word with you. For regular listeners, you may have noticed we were not able to prepare one for Thursday once again. We had a meeting, and we got home too late to really practically take care of this aspect of our ministry. But we're grateful to share with you today. Our message is titled, A Firm Foundation. Two scripture texts today from Psalms, both of them, Psalm 11, verse 3, and Psalm 40, verse 2b.
When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
A sign in front of a stately stone farmhouse here in Lancaster County proclaims this simple, assuring truth. When your world is shaking, run to the rock.
Our area is dotted with old stone farmhouses and bank barns, many of them dating back to the 1700s. They're very well built and have stood the test of time, weathering many a storm. Of great concern to the construction team was building on a solid foundation. They built these structures to last for many generations. To draw a comparison, erecting a building today would need to last until 2270 and beyond.
I suppose anybody that's living at that time, they'll have to naturally say that.
Yeah.
When we first moved to Lancaster County 7 years ago, we lived near Risser Mill, an old stone mill similar to one we have pictured on the regular site today. I recall Don Pickle, owner of the mill, taking Brooksine and me on a personal tour at that time. We were amazed when he told us the original builders had dug down 17 feet for the foundation.
Well, our world is certainly shaking. We realize as we prepare this message that many of you are being shaken with trials and burdens. In our chaplain work, we regularly share with troubled souls, and of course, with my recent ankle break, we're experiencing a temporal shaking in our own family.
But the focus of today's message is the basic foundational shaking on the societal level, as we see the continued rejection of God and His ways in so many elements of our society. Special in my heart today is the institution of marriage, which is being battered and redefined at a dizzying rate.
The God-ordained institution of marriage was established at creation before the fall, and it is foundational to our society. Jesus reinforces the creation mandate when he taught us this from Matthew 19:4-6. At the beginning, the Creator made them male and female and said, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate."
In the great old hymn, The Solid Rock, the phrase, "All other ground is sinking sand," is repeated twice in the refrain. At times, the other ground can be appealing and may even appear steady and firm, for Satan is a master deceiver. But seen in its proper context, it really does seem like sinking sand. The reality is that all other ground, apart from the solid foundation of Christ and His Word, is sinking sand. Whether or not I perceive it to be so, or I'm experiencing it as such, truly Christ alone is the solid rock.
In the first verse, the psalmist asks a probing question. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? He then describes a place of security that only can be found in God. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Well, we need to be reminded of our position in Christ and the unchanging stability we have as we cling to His promises and uphold His truths.
Today, we urge you to continue to faithfully serve the Lord. Our immutable, our unchangeable God continues to set our feet on the rock so that we have a firm place to stand. As we live out our lives under the Lordship of Jesus Christ and in obedience to His Word, may we have this deep, settled assurance. He is establishing our way and keeping our path firm and secure.
Let's pray together. Oh, Lord, it is so helpful and encouraging to read of your miraculous intervention time after time in the life of the psalmist and other warriors of the faith throughout the Bible. We parallel their experiences to our own, knowing that you provide deliverance from the alluring entrapments that cause us to sink in life's mire. The foundations of this world are temporal and often conflict with the firm foundation of your holy word. We do not want to be pulled down by the sinking foundations of this world, but instead we want to be lifted up by your timeless truths. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Again, this is the message that we have prepared for Friday, May 16th, 2008. And actually, we are reading it the night before about 10 o'clock because early tomorrow morning, I'll be taking Brooksine up to Hershey Medical Center for the surgery where they will place a plate in her broken ankle. And thus, we're getting most of her work done tonight. We already missed, as I mentioned earlier, today's message on Thursday. We want to make sure we have Fridays out for our regular listeners and readers on our Daily Encouragement Net ministry. Well, again, this is the message for the 16th of May, Friday. We do have a couple of photos up on the site today. One of them is a photo of a grand old stone mill in the eastern part of our county I took going about our travels here in the area. The other is a photo I took just on Thursday. That is a photo of a meeting that Esther had with her support team. And we're so grateful for the many that have supported her, and we consider them supporting us as well. Typically, we also have music up, and no exception today, we have four or five links to both video or audio songs that we believe reinforce the message for those that enjoy that. And if you'd like to go to that, just go to the site today or the message for today, and those links will be at the bottom. Well, Brooksine, is there anything you want to share?
No, I just appreciate the prayers. And I know many have contacted us, but I know there are so many of you in your personal daily prayers remembering us. And it is so encouraging. I don't have a moment's worry in my mind whatsoever about tomorrow. I'm just confident in the Lord and the prayers of the saints. So thank you.
I think she has the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And we are grateful for her many friends, both we know personally, but so many, just like a fellow we just heard from, an elderly man in California that for many years has been part of our readership, and just a nice, encouraging note from him. And that's just typical of so many. Well, thanks again. God bless you. May you continue to stay faithful and be on that firm foundation, which is in Christ.